We are learning Masech the Sukkah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the two dots on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And the Mishnah had said that in order to have kosher eschach, there has to be two tnoyim. It has to be davar that's not mekabel tumah. That means it's not a utensil, it's not a keli. It's not mekabel tumah, it's number one. And number two, it has to be gedulah min haaretz. It has to grow from the ground. There's actually a third tnai, which doesn't say in the rule, in the Zeh Klal, and that tnai shouldn't be mechuber. It can't be mechuber to karka, it has to be detached. That actually doesn't speak it out first in the Mishnah, just it comes out from the halacha in the Mishnah. You see, it has to be detached. So the two halachas that we have in the Mishnah is, it has to be a davar that's not mekabel tumah, and a davar that gedulah min haaretz. Minah lemili, what's the makar that the schach has to have these two conditions? Amar Shlokas, Amar Karol, the pasuk says, ve'ed yalem min haaretz. This pasuk is in Parashas Bereishis, talking about the first time it rained, and it says that the mist or cloud, yalem min haaretz, came out of the ground, the hishka, as called Pnei Adama, and it watered all the ground. So you see that clouds, first of all, come from the ground. And we know clouds also not Mekabel Tumah. Cloud is not a utensil. So Ma'ed Davashin Mekabel Tumah of Gilum Aretz, just like a cloud is something that comes from the ground. And it's not Mekabel Tumah. You see, even the pasuk comes from the ground. Ve'ed Yalam Aretz. Sa'av Sukkah, which was Zeicher La'anoni Akavod, it was Zeicher to the clouds that surrounded us when the Eden were in the middle of 40 years. Av sukkah, davar shein mekabel tumah. Therefore, the sukkah also be davar shein mekabel tumah. The sukkah also has to be, when we make a sukkah, it's similar to the clouds. To the clouds, and the clouds were not mekabel tumah.
It's really foggy day, we have the clouds as schach.
So it's a very good question, that maybe clouds should be able to be schach, because they're the gilum la'aretz, and they're not mekabel tumah. It's a good question. There is maybe a svasem, someone talks about it. It definitely can't be good schach, because it keeps on moving. But that's the problem. But he has to cash the other way. That maybe it should be the sukkah taka sukkah. Maybe it should be sukkah taka sukkah. Right. And that's what he asked. But it's a good question. But lemaisa, sukkah taka sukkah, you now have to build a sukkah under another sukkah, under other schach. You can't have, apostles schach or this, that, all these, they do talk about that. Shaila, but lemaisa, it's a good question. Ayin Chum, it's more for the pilpul. The lemaisa, it's not the
top one's puzzle.
So,
No walls.
Yeah, that could be, yeah. No walls of Shiloh. Like upon him, what we're learning at right now is that since the Sukkah Zechel and Ani are covered, so therefore it has to be like a cloud. And a cloud we see is Gedulah min haaretz, not Mekabel Tumah. It's afraid to Gemara, it's not so good. Honich lemandi Amar Ani are covered. That's only good if you go according to Mandi Amar, learns that when the Pasuk says, Leman Yedu Dorisechem, Kibesukkah Zeshaftias, Bnei Yisrael, Betzias Omeretz Yisrael, it's talking about the Anonim, talking about the clouds. But there's a Mandi Yom, it says Sukkos Mamish. Honich Lamandi Yom, and I covered all you. Elamandi Yom, Sukkos Mamish, also you lahem, that Hashem made them regular huts. Ma'ik Lamayim, what are you going to say? The title of the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, Ki Besukkos is a Shafti, Zmei Yisrael, so it's Machlaik is Tanoyim, what it means. Anani, I covered all you, the Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's to when Anani, I covered. That we make a Sukkah Zecher to the Nase, to the miracle that Hashem made, brought us in clouds through the Midbar. Rabbi Kiva, you may know, Sukkos Mamish, also lahem. It was Sukkos Mamish that he put us into Sukkos when we were in the Midbar, when we camped. Hashem made us Sukkos to protect us from the sun. And that's what the Zecher for Ananiya, that was Zecher of the Sukkah is, for those Sukkos. And those Sukkos are not clouds, those Sukkos are regular huts. So, Hanichel Rabbi Eliezer, it's good that we learn from Eid Yalam and Aura. So, Rabbi Kiva, Ma'ik Levin, what are you going to say according to Rabbi Kiva? I just want to interject and speak out that if it's the pasuk is talking about Sukkos Mamish, exactly what is the nace? What is the zecher that we're making to this miracle that Hashem put us in Sukkos Mamish? Bishlam is talking about the clouds. We understand the clouds is an unbelievable nace. We're in the clouds. What's the nace Sukkos Mamish? So it's a good question. There are different roots into it, but the Rashbam on Chumash in Parashas Emor says pshat like this: that when you sit now in your When you sit in your house now with all the good things you have, and you have all the food and the cars and the beds and everything, you remember back to the day in the Midbar where all you had was a hut, and that's it. You had nothing. You don't have all the pleasures we had to this day. So we go out of our house once a year to sit in a sukkah and remember this is what it used to be like until Hashem gave us all the good we have today. All the good we have today is all about Tana from Hashem. We used to just sit in a hut in the Midbar, in the desert. All we had was a hut and a table. That's what we had. And now, it gave us all that good. That's the zecher of the sukkah, according to the Rashbam. We've learned the pshat is sukkah is mamish. But upon him, we're back, we don't understand what's the makar for schach not being mekabel tumah and being gedulah min haaretz if the fidah man diyama is sukkah is mamish. So ki aser Rav Dimi on Rav Yechanan on Makra, the pasuk says Chag Asuka is Pasalach, and we learned before already that Chag also means Chagiga. So makish sukkah l'chagiga. Well, makish sukkah to the carbon chagiga. Ma chagiga davar she'ena makava tomo. Just like an animal, something that's not makava tomo. An animal is not makava tomo, something that's alive. The gedule, a behemoth that's alive, is not makava tomo, because it's not a food yet. The gedule in the arutz, and it grows from the ground. Av sukkah davar she'ena makava tomo, gedule in the arutz. Sukkah is also something that's not makava tomo and grows from the ground. I can ask me, last I checked, animals don't grow from the ground. So Rashi explains that according to this drasha right now, we're learning that animals are called growing from the ground because that's what they eat from. They eat from the ground. That's how they grow. They grow up from being a little calf to a big animal from eating grass and different things from the ground. Therefore, they're called gedulim aretz. To exclude fish, which don't eat things that grow from the ground. They eat, they drink water or eat fish and other fish, and therefore they're not called gedulim aretz. Or the mushrooms are not called gedulim aretz because that's gedulim karka. But animals right now we're learning gedulim karka, and then Mara is saying we're learning chagiga just like chagiga. Balchai is not mekava toma and it's gedulim aretz. So too, every schach has to be not mekava toma and gedulim in the aretz. But Rashi explains that lemaskalon segemar that we shlug up this drasha, that we refute this drasha. So then, of course, animals are not called gedulim aretz, and the animals are pasul for schach lemaisa. Because Mara has a kasha on this drasha. Ima chagiga, if you're learning out schach from chagiga. If you're learning out from Chagiga, so maybe you should use dafka live animals for schach. And we know it's not true. So back now, what is the makar to tell us that the schach is not mekabel toma and it's gulam naretz? Bishlo, if you learn out nani akavoid, that's what the sukkah is for. So we learn out from clouds. But if you learn the sukkah's mamash, what's the makar? So the Gemara also Rav and Rav Yechon on Makra. The pasuk says Chag Asukah is Tasa Locha Shivas Yomim. But Osbechom Megaron Chavi Yekvechon. Pasuk means that you make the sukkah 7 days. When? Which season? In the season that you are gathering your grain and your wine. But we dash in a drash like this. But Osbechom Megaron Chavi Yekvechon. But Pesuros Garim Yekav Kasev Daber. We're talking about the psoilus of the wheat and the grains and the psoilus of the grapes. Which means the stuff that you throw away, the pieces of waste or the bran or the branches that you throw away, that's what you use for schach. It's a hekesh pasuk. Chag Asukah is tas lechosh. Make a sukkah from what? From the things you gather, megaroncha v'yekvecha. Things you gather from the grains and from the grapes. Frank the Gemara, if that's true, maybe it means I'm allowed to use wheat itself or grapes itself for schach. And that's mekabel tomah, that's a food. So maybe you can use mekabel tomah because it says ma'oschra megaroncha mikvach, which means I'm allowed to use thick grains and wine. Rab Zera Yekev Ksivik says Yekev, which means wine that already fell into the pit. It means wine or oil actually, but Yekev means things that go down into the pit. It says Yekev here. You can't make schach with wine. You can't make wine with schach. It'll just drip right into your sukkah and that'll be end of your sukkah, and you won't have any schach either. So it says it can be Yekev mamish and grain mamish. It can't be wine mamish and mamish wheat because you can't do schach with that. Right? The Gemara Kasha, no, why not? Maskar of Yirmiyah, Ve'ima Yayin Karush. Maybe it's talking about congealed wine, Habom and Sneer, that comes from Sneer. Sneer happens to be a cold place. We just had in Parashas Devarim that Sneer, Cheremoyin is called Sneer. Sneer means something that's cold, so if it's places that are cold, the wine gets congealed. You can see it with oil, even to you leave oil in 30 degrees, it gets hard. The oil gets hard. Al kaponin, it's not frozen, it's just hard. So maybe you can make schach out of congealed wine. Habom is Sneer, Shudem Legule Dvela. It's similar to these packed figs that get very hard. So
that's less than 7 days.
What? Yeah, it's a good question. It must be in a cold weather, in a cold climate, in Russia, I guess. I don't know, it's good. Yeah. It's a good question. It's a good question. But the Mara Savitzer Yirmi has a shayla, but Ema, Yayin Karush, so what's your drasha? Because it can't be wine mamish. It is possible to have wine mamish. So Omrab Zerus, Rab Zerus says, you know, how milsa have a yot, and we had a pshat. Vasav Yirmi, Vashad Vinagar, Rav Yirmi came and refuted and slugged up the whole pshat. He knocked the, banged the nail and banged the hammer and broke this whole pshat. So we're back, we don't have a pshat. What is the makar for using things that are not makar, but of eschach? So Rav Ashi Yomar, it says in the pasuk, mi garncha, and mi yikvecha. That's the lashon of pasuk. And we darshan, it's from the garden and from the yekav, not the thing itself. It's miyik, which means it's something from it, which sounds like the pshat, something I take out of it, something that I remove from it, something that I gather from it, I take away from the grain, I take away from the wine. That's what I use for schach, and that's the pshat. That's Rav Ashi's pshat. Rav Chista Amar Mahalcha. Rav Chista is from different pasuk. This pasuk is in Nehemiah, Ezra Nehemiah. It says in the pasuk there that they didn't learn Torah for a very long time. They read the Torah and they saw about all the mitzvahs of Sukkos. And it says in the pasuk that they let out a call, bring in all the stuff for Sukkos and for the Dalet Minim. It says in the pasuk this: Asher Yashmiu veYaviru Koil b'Chol Areim. They sent out a call in all the cities of Rishlayim Lamar. Su'u Ahar, go up to the mountains of Veviu Elai and bring Veviu and bring Ali Zayas, Vali Eitz Shemen, bring olive branches, Ali Eitz Shemen, that's branches from a certain tree doesn't grow any fruits, Vali Hadas, from a myrtle tree, Vali Tamarim, and from a fig tree, Vali Eitz, Vali Tamarim is a date tree, Vali Eitz Avais, also a myrtle tree, Lase Sukkos, Kekosov, as it says in the Pasuk. Sakaponim. So what do you see? You see from here you use branches. So branches are davar shegedulei min haaretz, and it's dvarim that not makabel tumah. So you see that's good for schach. So Moros Tam has a question on this pasuk. It says suahar of yivalei ali zayis vali eitz ali eitz shemen vali hadas ali tumah vali eitz avos. Isn't ali eitz avos and hadas same thing? Hainu hadas, hainu eitz avos. They're both myrtle branches, both hadasim. Om Rav Chista hadas shayta l'sukah veitz avos l'lulav. When it says hadas, it means hadas shayta, which is not mashulish. And Eitz Avois means the ones that are kosher, they're mashulish. That's for the lulav. That's what you bring. So two different things. You bring hadas for the sukkah and Eitz Avois for the lulav. If you look at the pasuk, it's very meduyik. The pasuk says Ali Zayis, Ali Eitz Shem, Ali Hadas, Ali Tamarim. That's all for the sukkah. But Ali Eitz Avois for the lulav. It doesn't say next to each other. It says Ali Hadas together with the stuff that are for the sukkah and Ali Eitz Avois for the lulav. Agav. Because that's what Gemara says. So we see from here, at the end of the day, it's really three drashas tell us that you use something that's not mekabel tumah, it's not a keli. One drash is from ve'ed yalon ha'aretz, that's clouds. That's Fidam and Yama holds that the sukkah was clouds in the midbar. And that's a zeicha for that. But Fidam and Yama sukkah is mamish, so then you have two other drashas. Either me'asvacha me'gronacha me'ikvecha, me'gronacha me'ikvecha, or from the pasuk in Nehemiah that says, Ale zayis, ale etz shemen, ve'ale hadas, teaches us that. Now, Agav, just a cute thing. Now we know a lot of people are very careful that they measure the three hadasim exactly on one line and they spend hours on it. But if it's not, they hold hadas shayta. It's not mistavra to say that in the pasuk there's two type of meaning, hadas shayta and hadas kosher, that they went and checked it and this was kosher for lulav and this was kosher for sukkah. It seems like it's a whole different min, it's a whole different species. So it seems like hadas shayta is something that really is hadas shayta. The leaves are a little confusing and not straight in one line. But if it looks like a straight in one line, pashtus it would sound like that's kosher for lulav. And so that's how Shlomo Zalman held and Shlomo Miller to this day holds that when they see a hadas and it looks like it's mashulish, that's enough. You don't have to start measuring it with a measuring stick. L'chayr from the Chazanish, if we're not like that, the Chazanish sound like it did have to be very straight. Zokta mishtavaita. Chavile kash v'chavile etzim. If someone has bundles of straw or bundles of wood v'chavile zrodim or bundles of a different type of reed that it's called tilish in Old French, which is a type of animal food. So these bundles, emes sachim ben. You can't use it as schach. That means even though you put it on your sukkah l'shem schach, it's not kosher. But even though it's not mekabel tumah and it's also not, it's not mekabel tumah and it's gedul in the earth, it's not kosher eschach. We'll see why. But if you untie them, then ksheris. They're only possible because they're a bundle. But if you untie them, they're kosher. V'kulon ksheris levanos. Another halacha is that these are kosher to be walls because the walls don't need, never called sukkah, and all these halachas of sukkah are dafka when we say schach. But when we say walls, that does not have to be Davash in a Makabal Tumah, doesn't have to be Gluim Aretz. Walls have different halachas. Al Kapanim, we're going to concentrate now on the first part of the Mishnah where it says that bundles of straw, bundles of wood that you put on top of the sukkah, it says that it's not a Mesachim, you shouldn't use it for Schach, but if you untie them, they're kosher. Amar Rav Yaakov, Sham Minad Rav Yechon Tarti. I heard two halachas from Rav Yaakov. Chodaha, one is this halacha in our Mishnah. that says that you're not allowed to use bundles for schach. Ve'idach, another halacha, another mishnah I heard from him was this mishnah, the following mishnah. It says, achoytet begodish, lasis lo sukkah, ain't a sukkah. Someone has a big pile of a straw, and he takes a shovel, and chisels out a hole in the middle of it, and he digs out a hole, and now he has a sukkah. It's not a sukkah. He even does that the same mitzvah. But that's not a sukkah. And what was the reason of these two halachas? One halacha is you're not allowed to use bundles for the top of yischach. Another halacha is you're not allowed to dig out a hole in a goddess. One reason why it was no good, chadam shem gzeris oitzer. One was because of gzera of oitzer. V'chadam shem tasev loyim in ha'asu. V'lo yedana, I wasn't sure. Heimenayim shem oitzer, v'heimenayim shem tasev l'asu. I wasn't sure which one's because of oitzer, which one's tasev l'asu. Let's explain what gzeris oitzer means. There's a halacha of tasev loyim in ha'asu. A sukkah has to be made l'shem tzeil, for shade, or l'shem sukkah. But something that was made by itself is not a kosher or sukkah. So gzeris oitzer is that we are worried that if you allow a certain halacha, you might land up making your storehouse into a sukkah, even though you never put this thing up. L'shem sukkah it was a house, it was a little storage house, and if people are going to think that if you're allowed to use a sukkah with bundles on top, they're going to think that if that's a kosher sukkah, then my shed in the back, this is a kosher sukkah. Because my shed in the back is a temporary dwelling, so that's a kosher sukkah. And that's not a kosher sukkah, because that was put up l'shem oitzer, l'shem a house, not l'shem tzeil, not for a hut for shade, and therefore it's not kosher. So that's called gzeris oitzer. And there's another gzeris, certain structures are possible midaraisa, because tasav loim na'asu. So he heard from Yaakov heard from Rabbi Yechanan, one of these two halachas are osu midaraisa, as tasav loim na'asu. And the other one is Aser Midrabbanan Azeres Aitzer.
So let's take off your roof and the shed, it's no good.
Take off the roof and the shed, of course it's good. Then of course it's good. And here it says by even Chavir Kash, we'll see. That's Pasha's good, yeah. So he wasn't sure which one's which, and we have to explain that. And we have to explain which one is which. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, next thing, now let's try to figure this out ourselves. Amar Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aban Rabbi Yechanan. Rav Chiya Ba'ava said to Rav Yechanan, that why do we say in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to use bundles of straw, bundles of wood, as schach? You put it up for shem schach, you put it up for shem tzel, you put it up for shade. What should be the problem? So you know what the problem is? Well, sometimes people come home from the field with the bundles and they always like drying it out. And they have this bundle of wood on their shoulder, and they want to make it the firewood. They have to dry it out. They put it on top of their hut, you know, the hut they have in the back, where that doesn't have schach right now. They put it on top to dry it out. And then later on, they say, you know what? It's almost sukkahs. You know what? I'm not going to take it down. I'm going to use it for sukkah. Gevaldik. And that's not good. Why not? Because I put it up. I put up l'shem tzel. No, I put up l'shem to dry it out. And it turns out, you know, that's not a kosher schach because I didn't put up l'shem schach. And this is by itself schach. So therefore they said, you never bundles, even l'shem schach are no good. Why? Because you might then use bundles that were put up to dry as a kosher schach, and that's not kosher. So because of that, we said, you never allowed to use bundles. So that's Rav Chiya Ba'aba's memory of Rabbi Yechanan. So now we solved the riddle. We know that Rabbi Yechanan, when he said the Gzeres Oitzer was going on our Mishnah. So with the Ha Mishum Gzeres Oitzer, Ha, the Halacha of Choyte V'Godesh is from Taslam and Asim. If our Mishnah is as Gzeres Oitzer, so then we know that the Halacha of Choyte V'Godesh, someone who digs out a hole in the middle of a tall pile of grain, so then, or a pile of straw, so we know that must be a deraistic absorbed Tassel of Loim and Asim. V'Rab Yaakov, Hachter Rav Chiya Ba'aba L'Shmila, and Rav Yaakov said, I wasn't sure, he didn't hear Rav Chiya Ba'aba, and therefore he didn't know. So Akapanam, we're coming out like this, that we are being patient to Shaila, that Rav Yechon said two things. The loch of our Mishnah, putting up bundles, the shame, schach, is still no good, it's Gzeres Oitzer, because he might then use a bundle that was put up to dry. And the loch of digging out a pile of straw, the reason why it's possible is because Tassav Loim Na'asi, since I didn't put up that pile of straw, shame schach, and I just dug it out, that's not putting it up l'shem tzeil. That's pasul midaraisa, because it wasn't put up l'shem schach at all.